Welcome to episode 7 of Unraveling Karma, an evolutionary astrology podcast to help you deepen self-understanding and make changes for the better. My name is Tom Jacobs, and I'm an evolutionary astrologer and psychic medium in LA, Los Angeles, and you can find me on the web at tdjacobs.com. And I offer two original natal reports, some articles, and some interesting stuff. You can go there and check it out. I have two listener charts for you today. The first one is from Gloria, and she writes, "I'm often told by psychics that I'm meant to help or guide people in this life, but I don't understand in what ways. Is there anything in my karma that hints at approximately how I'm supposed to help them, or if at all?" So Gloria's birth data, for those of you who want to follow along at home, October 4th, 1986, 3:25 p.m. in Brooklyn, Kings County, New York. So the first thing I see is the south node of the moon is in Libra in the eighth house, and it's conjunct the moon in Libra just on the cusp of the ninth house. It's square Mars in Capricorn in the 12th house, just above the horizon, and it's also square two asteroids I use, Pele, who represents the Hawaiian volcano goddess, and her number is 2202. And Arjun Suri, which represents the relationship with conscience, and that is asteroid number 20300. So they're square the nodes, so I'm going to talk about them. So you might want to take a step back and redraw your chart with those two things in there. Those are both in Cancer in the sixth house, by the way. So whenever we have a south node in the eighth house, our karmic conditioning has to do with what we do for other people, or you know, we're conditioned by our most intimate relationships, or we're wrapped up in what's happening with other people. The opposite of it, the second house, indicates that we have to learn how to develop self-sufficiency. So when psychics are saying you're supposed to be of service to people, what they're reading in your energy field the fact that you have served other people, south node in the eighth house in Libra, and that you're carrying this energy of having done that. So they're reading that. Lots of times psychics, including myself, when I do psychic work for people, I'm reading what is available in that in the client's field. So taking what psychics say as, you know, marching orders sometimes isn't always the right or the best thing to do, because they're looking at what we're carrying right now. So, you know, as I work with people doing psychic work, and as I also have sought help from psychic type people, what I take their answers to my questions as indicative of what's going to happen if I don't make different choices. So when they say that, they're really seeing that you're carrying this signature in you. Now, you have, this moon in Libra on the Libra 8th house south node. So, your karma might have involved serving people in your family, serving women, serving your country even. The moon archetype, including the 4th house in Cancer, can represent, nationalism even. That's kind of what your history is. In some ways, defining yourself in terms of, you know, what you do for other people and the people around you, what they need, is kind of where your attention is. So you'll come into this life very aware of what's happening with other people, probably more willing to define yourself in terms of how other people see you than just according to your own self and your own self-understanding. And that's what that second house in North Node in Aries is about, is developing new levels of self-esteem based on new ways of building self-reliance. So really, really self-reliance versus being wrapped up in what you're doing with other people. Now, we all need relationships. They're really important for each and every one of us. So it's not that you shouldn't be involved with other people, but you really need to learn self-sufficiency first. But I want to talk about these squares to the nodes, because this has to do karmically with why there's a question in you about what you're supposed to be doing. So Mars represents our will, it's like the fire in the belly, the fire in the loins, and it's our get up and go function. It's how our assertiveness comes out. and it's the use of will. So when Mars is square the nodes, we have a question in our field, you know, in our psyche, in our energy, about the right uses of will. So in some way, while you in the karmic past were doing an 8th house Libra south node, 8th house Libra south node, something about Mars Capricorn 12th house perplexed, flummoxed, vexed you, something you just didn't get about it. So you'll have some understanding of assertion, but you're going to also have questions about the right ways to use it. And in the 12th house, Mars in the 12th house, in this kind of story, we can talk about aligning the will to a greater, higher power, you know, whatever that means for you, goddess, God, you know, whatever that is, the universe, life, you know, insert name of deity here. So there's some question about where your will goes. And so this is a signature for maybe not doing because you're not exactly sure what to do. So when somebody says you should be serving people and you say, oh, well, what would that look like? Because it doesn't make sense to you. Because if your will isn't aligned with something higher, with something greater, with something 12th house Neptunian Piscean, it might not make sense to you. Another layer of this, so the squares from Cancer, Pela and Arjun Suri, these two asteroids, Pela represents the forces of the Earth personified. And how I work with it when people is, that's the mythological figure in the Hawaiian mythology. How I work with it with people is, you know, each one of us carries this energy that, I don't want to say it's passionate, but I want to say it's kind of rooted, kind of based in something much deeper than just who we are. And some people, it comes out as kind of a really strong kind of righteous energy of, this is the energy of the earth that I'm carrying, and I have the support of the earth behind me, is probably what I want to say. So it can actually, not just passionate, but it's a big, strong energy. And then the asteroid Arjun Suri is about the relationship with conscience. So what I want to paint, and the Mars in Capricorn is opposing the Pela in Cancer, and then they're both squaring the nodes, and then Arjun Suri is also squaring the nodes. So this is a conversation between the expression of your will, this Mars, you know, was in the karmic past, was your will aligned with, you know, your bigger picture? And that's in an argument in you with, did I serve, it's in the sixth house, these two asteroids are in the sixth house, did I serve in a way that really reflected what I know is the right stuff to do? Because Arjun Suri is about who's the final authority? You know, when we have big questions, do we ask other people or do we go inside and ask ourselves? And so there's this relationship to conscience, inner voice, inner sense of guidance that's happening. So in this kind of conversation, whatever you were doing of an eighth house nature, the being with other people, this could have been an intense marriage. This could have been, you know, the moon's on it. So it actually could be, you know, serving family members, being wrapped up in their drama. Well, yeah, Moon is actually with Ceres in Libra. Ceres is definitely in the ninth house, though. So it could actually have to do with, I mean, in this life, it's going to come out as your relationship with your mother as well. But in the past, it doesn't have to be your specific mother. You know, but did you use your will? Did you serve in a way that worked for your conscience? So I don't know if you can see this, how this can happen over time. If a person kept doing something that didn't work for his or her conscience, that person could eventually just stop doing in order to stop, you know, making the choice that didn't work. So it might be something like that with you. I'm not sitting with you. I'm not tapping in your energy field, but I haven't heard your biography, but that's the basic idea, is what you want to do really aligned with your conscience and whatever you think is greater than yourself, whatever 12th house connection to greater reality. So that's kind of a key to what you might do to serve. Now, when Mars is square the nodes, it's important to get to kind of tune, you know, tweak our understanding of the expression of will. So I say to you, what do you want? What do you want to do? Because Mars in the 12th house is a marker of wanting to serve. wanting to affect something, you know, on a higher level, or to bring through help from the ethers, from other realms, you know, into this world. So, you know, what do you want to do? And then, and then my suggestion would be every part of any answer. So part of you, you know, different parts of you will have different answers. Going through them one by one, sorting through them, and looking at whatever resistance you have. Because South Node in the 8th house might feel trapped by helping other people. That might be a part of your karmic history, is in feeling beholden or tied down to other people, whether it's family or spouse or anybody else. So I think that some kind of service is going to be really, really important to you. But it needs to be this kind of service that reflects who you really are. So I encourage you to learn more about the Aries North Node in the second house, which is about being bold, about self-sufficiency and independence, and really being self-reliant, taking care of yourself. And, you know, the North Node ruler Mars is that Mars in Capricorn in the 12th house. So there is definitely a need for you to serve, but also to kind of unravel any resistance that you have to serving. Every doubt that you have about it, every resistance you have is meaningful. And speaking of doubt, you have Lucifer in Virgo in the 8th house, and that's another part of it. Lucifer in Virgo is going to doubt the kind of service that one might want to offer. And so in, you know, in terms of your chart, South Node in the 8th house, you've done it before. You've helped other people. You've been there. You've been the rock solid person who's been there, as well as, you know, maybe the person who wasn't as reliable. But this Lucifer in Virgo says that you're supposed to doubt the kinds of deep bonds that you develop. Now, you want to make sure you pick the right people is what I'm getting at, but also the kind of service you offer. So I hope that's helpful. Thanks for writing. And for everyone else, if you have your own question, you can write to karma@tdjacobs.com, and I'll include you in a future episode. Send your question and your full birth date, a day, month, year, time of day, and location. And you know, let me know if it's okay to use your first name and the city where you live. And if not, I'll make up a name for you. And I don't have any catchy music for you to segue into the next part, but the second listener chart is from Joanna. And Joanna's birth data are November 17th, 1977 at 10:51 a.m. in Melbourne, Australia. Joanna writes, I have a question about the karma I keep living out through my relationships. I seem to choose men that either won't commit to me or I know I won't commit to. I'm 31 now, however, and I'd like to get married at some point. So going to Joanna's chart, actually she has the nodes reversed. She has a south node in Aries. She has the nodes reversed from the previous chart, from Gloria, and the north node in Libra. Pluto is on the 9th house Libra north node, within a degree, pretty tight. The answer is really in Pluto and Libra on the North Node, secondarily, and primarily South Node ruler Mars and Leo in the 7th house, opposing Moon and Aquarius in the 1st house. And it's also, this is a part of a T-square, and this is part of it, with Venus and Uranus, and actually Pallas Athene is there too, in Scorpio in the 10th house. It's not quite a grand cross, because also retrograde Chiron and Taurus in the 4th is down there squaring this Mars as well. So there are a couple T-squares both involving Mars. So South Node ruler Mars indicates, a South Node Aries indicates, Aries 3rd house, indicates the kinds of environments that you're coming from. The South in the karmic past and past lives. The South Node ruler Mars indicates your role in these environments. So I'm looking at aspects to this Mars to tell me about kind of what energy is in your psyche that you're creating these relationships. Like, what are you trying to accomplish by having relationships that you're not going to stay in? Whether that's your choice or somebody else's choice. So South Node ruler Mars in Leo in the 7th says, you know, you are basically a pro at what it takes to make relationships work. You've encountered all of the good stuff and the bad stuff. Regardless of your choices, I say pro because you've kind of majored in it in the past. Your roles in the karmic past have involved fairness, harmony, learning about it, spending a lot of time in and out of relationships, but it's a major facet of who you are. Now, starting with the opposition to the Aquarius moon in the first house, that what this means is that in the karmic past, you have been opposed. You have been confronted by a moon figure or figures in Aquarius in the first house. You know, the difference between Leo and Aquarius, Leo is expressive, personable, immediate. Aquarius is forward-looking, intellectual, observational, detached. And moon figure, we're talking about you being opposed by a moon figure. This could literally play out as your mother not approving of your relationship choices. Perhaps, you know, when in Aquarius, we're talking about either something very, very forward-looking or something very, very boring, the opposite of forward-looking. That's the range of Aquarian energy, the range of Uranian energy. So this is either, you know, in some way, the relationship choices that you make are opposed in the karmic past by somebody or the whole entire family, somebody in your family or the whole group. So there's in your imprint, in your psyche, acceptance by family requires listening to them about relationship choices. But listening to them probably doesn't really make you that happy. Now, another part of this is this retrograde Chiron in Taurus in the fourth is squaring that Mars. And what that tells me is, on one level of reading it is, your family is carrying, people in your family are carrying Chiron energy. To Chiron and Taurus energy in the fourth. So a wounding to their value system, to their expression of sensuality and sexuality, because we're talking about Taurus, but also the value system. So that's a square to you. So basically the values of the family, the you know, what the family thinks is important, is wrapped up in a sensitivity and a wounding that maybe they don't know how to process, and that's squaring you too. So here you are being Leo, being expressive, being maybe you're a performer, maybe you're, you know, maybe you're very creative and very outspoken, Mars and Leo. But there's this wounding from the family system that squares you, that gives you friction, that would rather you were quieter or didn't bring home flamboyant partners or didn't, you know, want to have as much excitement in relationships as you do. So that's another piece of it. The South Node ruler Mars being squared by Venus Uranus in Scorpio in the 10th says that some kind of, in the karmic past, you're also squared by some kind of public relationship. Venus squaring the South Node ruler indicates somebody who shows up in your life and squares you. Venus Uranus indicates that this person or these people, this group, because it is a 10th house, it could actually be a public thing or about the public, is original or Uranian, you know, eccentric, could be detached, very intellectual, very, you know, this could be an artist kind of thing, a forward-looking artist is doing something really wacky, and it's in Scorpio in the 10th house, so there's a very powerful, perhaps abusive, perhaps manipulative, but definitely kind of a penetrating, powerful Scorpio energy, and it's playing out in the public sphere. So in your Mars and Leo in the 7th, looking for, you know, an exciting relationship, you could have manifested something that actually turned out to be kind of tragic with your relationship with your family, being cut off from your family, that kind of thing. So that's kind of exploring those aspects. In just a couple minutes I have left, I want to say something about the Aries South Node versus the Libra North Node. When we have an Aries South Node, we're coming from karmic conditions, and if you've heard the podcast, you've heard this come up a couple of times, where quick decisions have to be made and we have to respond immediately to things. The opposite, the Libra, you know, Libra is about calming down. Libra is about deliberation. Libra is about making choices after weighing our options. So, and Pluto is on it for you. So, and Pluto's in Libra. So what this means is that in the karmic past, you had to make quick decisions about various things for various reasons. What you didn't get to do, because Pluto's on the North Node, you didn't get to do it, is have power, be empowered by the kinds of relationships that you choose. So you're playing out, you know, this not, you know, you're picking somebody who's not going to pick you or is unavailable, because deep in your psyche, there's a part of you that is still reliving those past lives where you didn't get to establish your own kind of relationship for your own kind of reasons. So I would recommend to you to listen to the voices of doubt that you can't have what you want, to be very clear about what you want, and then listen to the voices of doubt and catalog them, write them in a journal, do a meditation, and listen to every single one and figure out what they're really saying. There's a message behind what they're saying, and it has to do with wanting to be happy but believing it's not, maybe not possible. So that is my recommendation to you. Libra, North Node with Pluto on it, to be empowered by the relationships that you choose. And it's in the ninth house, and I see that as kind of, the ninth house can have to do with a kind of freedom. It can have to do with a kind of optimism and faith and freedom and overarching guiding principles. So the way that you choose these relationships has to do with kind of, you know, like a vision of how you want your life to be. And so I would encourage you to understand where you think power is in relationships. Like, who gets to have power in relationships? And do you get to have what you really want? And really to confront that and get to the bottom of the part of you that doubts that you get to have what you want. So thank you for writing. And I hope that's helpful to you, Joanna. And again, anyone else who's listening who has a question, write me at karma@tdjacobs.com and send your full birth data and your question and your first name and the city where you're living. So that's the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. You can find me on the web at tdjacobs.com. Thanks for listening.